Welcome to the Self-Help Podcast, a weekly no-nonsense guide dedicated to your emotional health and well-being. Presented by entrepreneur Edward Lamb and psychotherapist Sean Orford. For more information, visit liveinthepresent.co.uk.
Hello and welcome to episode number 133 of the Self-Help Podcast with me, Edward Lamb, and Sean Orford. And why are we laughing, Sean?
Because we just made a mistake. We just decided that Christmas was on Thursday when it's not on Friday.
For the last half an hour, we've been discussing this week's show.
Yeah.
Assuming that this was out Christmas Day, the Thursday.
But it comes out on Christmas Eve.
This is out Christmas Eve. So if you listen to this on Christmas Eve, I hope you're excited. If you listen to it on Christmas Day,
you're a day late.
And you should probably be hanging out with friends and family.
What are you doing listening to this on Christmas Day? You should be having fun.
This is what you should be doing. So we're back on track. We are talking about kind of Christmas, gift-giving, that kind of thing, aren't we, in this episode?
Yeah. And we're doing this just before Christmas, so we, like everybody else, are trying to get everything sorted out. I've got big family stuff going on, and first Christmas without father-in-law Mike.
Yep.
You've got big Christmas. You've got two little ones, haven't you?
I've got one who doesn't really know what's going on, but he's kind of excited, but he always is. And the other one who's super excited, and it's his birthday just before Christmas as well. So
that's unfair.
Doesn't know what the hell's going on.
Get your timing better than that. I think it's so unfair when you have a birthday.
He was due in January, I should add.
So he came early.
It was his own
fault. His own fault.
So 4 years ago, blimey, it was all go. One of the things, I'm not a very well prepared person at the best of times, as you can sense.
I never would have guessed that.
Not checking the date for this going on. But one of my problems 4 years ago, I figured, we had a couple of weeks till kid number one was going to land. So, I was like, I haven't done any Christmas shopping. It was quite a long labour, actually, so B went into labour on the 20th. Will arrived early hours of the 22nd.
Well,
I hadn't done any Christmas shopping, so basically didn't get to do any shopping at all, because, having a kid takes up a couple of days of your life.
Were you forgiven for that?
Eventually, yeah. No, that actually made Christmas of 2011 pretty awesome for us, because we still did all the family thing, like travelling around and going to see everyone, but we had this little 3-day-old little baby, and
amazing,
passing him around groups of people, and he was pretty cool straight away with other people.
Amazing,
that was the best Christmas.
The best Christmas gift,
that was Sega Saturn, probably when I was about 15. That was a good one. Remote control car, maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I keep saying, if I can't eat it or drink it, then do I want it?
Yeah,
we talk about stuff, don't we? Stuffmas rather than Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll come to that. I haven't even mentioned who we are really yet. liveinthepresent.co.uk, because there's going to be a few show notes and links from this week's episode. Check it out if you can, and sign up for the email. And if you could leave us an iTunes review, because we've had some of late, one good, one bad. Head on there and leave us an iTunes review. That would be a lovely little Christmas present for us.
That'd be good, yeah.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'd enjoy that.
Cool. What's Christmas for you? What happens on... Oh, you don't have to tell us your exact itinerary, but what's Christmas Day for you, Sean?
It's people, family. This house, at times of celebration, tends to be the focus of the family, whether it's Christmas or Easter, Mother's Day, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So there'll be a massive gathering of people, at least it's usually about 14 for lunch, and then more people come in the evening.
Cool.
But this year is going to be fundamentally different, because we have the issue of Mike, my father-in-law, dying a few weeks ago, in fact.
Yeah.
And that will be the first Christmas without. So, and for many people, it's going to be that, isn't it? It's Christmas, we can tend to think of as being this happy kind of woo thing. But for lots of people, it can be a difficult time.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, it can be a lonely time. It can be...
One of the things that I suggest to people is that when they've lost someone at Christmas, it's really good to acknowledge it rather than try and pretend it doesn't exist. So to raise a glass and say something positive about the person that's gone. Go around the table, everybody say that, So we acknowledge it, we haven't tried to hide it, and we've bought into the positivity of, what a good guy, a good woman, whoever they were,
Sure.
that kind of thing.
Have some friends and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
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 So what's Christmas mean for you then? What happens for you?
It's pretty manic, really, yeah. I mean, obviously, we got a birthday just before as well.
Yep.
For Wilson, like William. So it's just madness, really. I mean, we're still at the period where we still tend to go to parents for Christmas meal. I think this might be the last year when we do. I think next year we're probably just going to say, come to us, which would be cool.
Yeah.
So it's a bit of running around. But yeah, this year we're going to the in-laws. Should be there by about midday-ish, and then we're just going to... They're over in Liverpool, so... And we're staying over, so...
All right.
Can have a drink or two.
Yeah.
Chill out.
So nice and easy.
Yeah, lots of people around to kind of share the load of childcare and entertaining kiddies. But there'll be lots of Lego to make. There'll be lots of little toys to play with.
Yeah.
Be quite good.
Yep.
Be brilliant.
Yeah.
Be good.
Yeah. You'll enjoy it.
It's going to be tiring. Yeah, yeah. I kind of grew up, like, everyone in my house, we used to be, like, asleep by, like, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Just, it's an early start, isn't it, Christmas Day, or usually when you're a youngster.
Yeah.
And then it's got all that food and your books fizz in the morning, that kind of thing is what we used to do. So by 3-4 o'clock, you're really flagging. Like, grandma's asleep in the corner with a drink, with the Queen's speech on and all that. Pretty stereotypical kind of stuff, really.
Yeah.
But it's time for celebration, isn't it?
Yeah.
And, you know, I was lucky I grew up with some amazing little traditions, and our little area used to kind of have little get-togethers and stuff. And then you got Boxing Day, which is cool, and then runs into New Year's Eve, which is usually a good knees up.
We tend to work on the basis of Christmas Day's family day, and then Boxing Day is our day. So it's pyjamas on, log fire, watching crazy DVDs or telly or something, and not having to do anything that day. That's nice.
That's good. We've got to watch Love Actually at least once.
Yeah, yeah, I've already watched Grimbo. It once this year already. And The Holiday.
The Holiday, same here, which is actually... I like it. It's a poor film, but I like it.
Yeah.
It's all right, actually, isn't it?
That's good.
Mr. Napkinhead and all that.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. I love it. That's good. Yeah.
We want to talk, don't we, about kind of gift giving and...
Well, the thing I was saying when we were talking about it, was that it's not so much... The problems that people talk to me about isn't about giving gifts. That's kind of the easy bit. The problem that so many people talk to me about is receiving gifts, that they find it difficult to receive something. For lots of reasons. Either they don't feel that they're worthy, is one.
Yeah.
The other one is performance anxiety. You know, that they're having to open these gifts in front of the person that bought it for them. So what do they do? And so people tend to kind of go, oh, wow, that's amazing!
Yeah.
And then they might give it away to a charity shop afterwards. but the issue about can I receive... And I think that's really important, because I can only receive things if I feel good about me. I can only receive love if I feel good about me.
Sure.
Yeah, and that kind of self-confidence, self-esteem is so important. So, I mean, what about you? Do you prefer to give or receive?
smirk. I guess as I've grown older, I probably prefer the giving now, you know. Try and put thought into the gifts that I purchase. Although it's not always that easy, you know. If you're out shopping pre-Crimbo and it's manic everywhere. I was in Liverpool a couple of weeks ago on a Saturday shopping. It was busy. It's like, just get stuff and get out, you know.
Yeah.
It's crackers. Yeah. I try and do a lot of stuff online now, and you know, I try to start making a list for Bethan of stuff that I'm going to get for her, my wife, a few months before Christmas starts. So you know, she'll start dropping little hints here and there, and I can.
Yeah.
I've got a little list to refer to, and I can check things off.
Yeah.
So I quite enjoy that.
Yeah.
The actual receiving of gifts. I guess if I'm honest. Well, people start asking, don't they, what would you like, which I'm quite happy to make little suggestions. But if I'm honest, I guess I feel a bit weighed down with stuff when I get a lot of things, because I've got a birthday just before Christmas too.
Yeah.
So I get a lot of stuff, and, I'm getting older, and I've done this podcast a long time, and I know that you get that short-term hit from something, don't you? But, you just got more stuff lying around in your house, and it's like, ugh.
But maybe one of the things we talk about spring cleaning, maybe one of the things after Christmas is that idea about clearing out the old.
Yeah.
You know, I was looking around in a shop earlier this week to buy a shirt for Christmas, and I keep looking, I look at one shirt and think, well, I've got one like that, and I've got one like that, and I've got one like that. And I'm actually thinking I should actually go home and start clearing the shirts out of my cupboard, not start putting more shirts in.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, people tend to get me clothes now because December is my wardrobe refresh month now. People just buy me shirts and jumpers and stuff. Which actually you did for me for my birthday, didn't you? Very kind of you. Exactly. So it just means I can get rid of something out of my wardrobe, but I'll need to remember to do it. That's the thing, because otherwise, yeah, I only have a little space in my wardrobe. Best and stereotypical. That's all these rails of things. And I've got this little corner of like six shirts I just wear in on repeat.
Now I've got about 600 shirts. Well, not quite, but I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, but let's not put too much of a downer on it, because Christmas is a time for celebration as well. But I guess that's the thing I most look forward to is kind of... I'm quite lucky. Well, I'm not lucky. I've kind of engineered my work in the sense that I can switch off for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I can put my email autoresponder on. You know, if there's an emergency,
yeah,
I can open my laptop and get to it. But generally, most of the folks I work for as well are just unplugged as well.
Yeah.
So it's really cool. I don't have to worry about being in for a few days between Christmas and New Year and all that stuff. So I can just unplug and I can just recharge the batteries a little bit. I guess that's what I look forward to most over Crimbo.
Yeah. Yeah, I should get about a week out, I think. I'll be working up until about 10 o'clock on the day before Christmas Eve, and I'm going to try and keep it clear for about a week after that. But in the world I live in, people's needs are various, and when people have crises... and they need support, it's there. You know, you can't...
Sure.
It's like A&E. You can't say to people, sorry, we're closed, can you come back in a week and we'll stitch you up, you know?
My stuff, an emergency for me is, my blog post went live and I didn't mean it to, can you edit it or something like that? Like, all right. But for you and, hospital staff...
Yeah, yeah.
It's a bit more serious, isn't it? And, you got to be there.
Yeah. Yeah, and of course, things like the emergency room A&E stuff is seasonal. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there'll be lots of people that have alcohol-related injuries over this period of time that will be appearing in A&E.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we've talked about it in the past, and it's been talked about in the media a lot, about loneliness being a real issue in the UK and the world in general. So do you get a spike of... in the winter or over Christmas, especially when folks that you work with are particularly down?
Really need help. I think for lots of people, Christmas is a tough time. Mm. And if you are on your own at Christmas and everywhere you go, you've got this idea of happy families all singing carols around a piano being thrust down your throat. It's quite difficult to accept the fact that actually that isn't my life. I'm not like that. Mm. And it's some people enjoy being on their own and they're self-reliant in that sense. But one of the things I think is important is the idea, and we've talked about this in other situations as well, is that if there are people around you, dear listener, who are on their own, maybe you should just kind of pop by and give them a nod, and you don't necessarily have to invite them to your table, but maybe you could take them a meal. Mm-hmm. Look after the people around you.
Sure.
And maybe in time they'll look after you. And the other big areas, I mean, you were talking about the food bank.
I watched a documentary on YouTube, which I'll link to in the show notes, a Vice documentary called Shy Burns Getting Out. It was profiling a Newcastle food bank. Which is kind of semi-humorous, just because the people up there, the new Geordies, have just got such a great sense of humour.
Yeah.
I love the accent. It reminds me of my family. But, really poignant as well, and some folks really struggling, who at this time of year especially will just welcome so much the donations. So, I did a bit of research on the World Food Bank as well. Donated a tiny bit of money. Via their website. I'll link to it all in the show notes, but Yeah, people need help, don't they, this time of year?
We normally do the Christmas child box, you know, we usually do like one for a boy, one for a girl.
Yep.
Different ages. And this year, with everything that happened, we've kind of lost that and haven't done it. But certainly be back on that next year. But that's really good, because there are kids that have nothing. There are kids that are oversubscribed. But when kids have nothing, and to have a box full of stuff is amazing.
Oh, yeah. It's there's something doing the rounds online at the moment about one of those shoebox appeals. And it videoed kids in Africa opening these shoeboxes in the classroom. Yeah. Just going absolutely ballistic, like so, like absolute joy, like you've never seen.
Yeah.
And you kind of relate that to, I don't know, not all kids, but people over here who, you know, might be throwing tantrums and I wanted an iPhone. Which is very rare, I'm sure, but still.
I love it when you've got kids. You'll love this, won't you? When you got the kids and they open the toys and they look at the toys and put them down and play with the box.
Yeah.
I just love that. That's amazing.
Yeah, Jacob's at the age, he's just turned one, where he just wants to play with the wrapping paper.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've got him stuff, you know.
And it makes noise. It goes crackling, crackling.
Yeah, yeah. So he opens this thing up and then he kind of looks at this box and puts it to one side and then he just dives on all the wrapping paper.
That's Christmas. That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've been taking photos of that.
But that's the thing about, he doesn't need stuff. The pile of paper or the box is fun. That's great.
Just chuck him in the recycling bin.
Yeah. Where are you going for Christmas? The recycling bin, yeah.
That's kind of a first world problem at Christmas, isn't it?
Yeah.
Your recycling bin is actually, you have to kind of wait 2 weeks for it to clear out the system.
But when you go down to the local tip, the refuse recycling plot, you know, there's loads and loads of people queuing up with big bags of stuff that they're trying to recycle, get rid of it all. Crazy, crazy mad.
Yeah, cool though.
I reckon one of the best things that you can give someone for Christmas is yourself and your time.
Agreed.
And one of the things we were talking about before we went on air was the idea about maybe we should turn our phones off.
Yeah, I've put that noted and I'm going to try my very best to do that.
Turn the tablets and the phones off and actually be with the people that you're with.
Yeah, that's got to be... We're coming to New Year's resolution time as well. I mean, that's got to be something I need to get better at. I saw someone on Facebook last week about an idea for when you go out for dinner with your pals. Not that we do it that much at the moment, but is to everyone put their phones in the middle of the table, face down, and the first person to check theirs has to pay.
Has to buy
the meal. Because, yeah, I mean, you know, we've all become quite reliant on our technology.
Yeah.
And I'm as guilty as anybody.
Yeah. And is there anything that's going to happen, really, between now and the end of your meal or the end of your day or whatever, that you can't wait for?
Yeah. Well, no. There ain't really, is there?
Yeah.
There ain't really. Yeah, that's a good little tip.
Yeah.
I'll link to a couple of a bit more in-depth articles about the psychology behind gift giving.
Yeah.
Which I found really interesting, actually, so you'll have to check them out. But yeah, there's a question about who we're pleasing when we get something, whether it's for our own purposes or it's for the other person.
Yeah.
I don't know, is there anything wrong with buying something partly for your sake?
I guess it comes down to why are we giving what we're giving. I mean, I always think that the lowest common denominator is you give somebody money.
Mm.
And maybe for some people that's quite relevant, you know, kids going off to uni or whatever.
Yeah.
But the idea of do I buy something for you because I like it, or do I buy something for you because I think you might like it?
Mm.
Yeah, and I think lots of us buy what we would like and then give it to people. And then we get offended if they don't like it as well.
Yeah. I got birthday presents last week. So, and William, my 4-year-old, had nearly 4, had picked out a hat and scarf for me. And at first, apparently, he'd wanted like a really, like, kids' bobble hat. And Bethan had said, I don't think Dad will wear that. But he did get me a bobble hat in the end, which I probably wouldn't have chosen. But I put it on, and to be fair, it looks pretty cool. So, when it actually gets cold enough to wear a bobble hat, which, it might not ever get that cold again, by the way things are going. I'll wear it and I'll be grateful that he got it for me. And he was only 4 when he got it, 3 when he got it. But yeah, it's cool, isn't it? Good little story.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a long-term memory, really.
Yeah. Yeah, so that needs to be that element when you're getting a gift, isn't there? Something that... Like, I've tried to get Jacob a gift for Christmas that he can have for the rest of his life, that he'll have in a box or on a shelf somewhere.
Oh, wow.
And he'll be able to say... It's just like a wooden xylophone that we got. It's like,
yeah.
But it's something that you can't throw away just because it's been made by someone, you know, kind of almost handmade, really.
Mm.
So that's
cool.
That's what I try and do.
Do you buy yourself a present?
No. Well, I guess yes and no, because I make suggestions. People will ask me.
But do you ever actually think, okay, I'm going to get myself something for Christmas?
No. Have you ever done that?
Yeah, no, I do it most years.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
What do you tend to get?
It depends on my mood. Sometimes I got a guitar with two necks on one year.
Nice.
Because I fancy that.
And does it have a tag on it, to Sean from Sean?
Yeah, yeah, to show me frank admiration. I've got myself a present which is already shared with the family because it would go in the family bathroom. But it's like an air flosser, you know, that squirts water in between your teeth.
Okay, cool.
Because I'm cheesed off with using those bits of string because they keep breaking in between your teeth and all that kind of stuff.
I'm not a flosser. So, I've never flossed, you know.
Oh, you've got to be a flosser.
You should have floss.
Yeah. We'll be able to do a survey online. Are you a flosser or are you not a flosser?
I actually haven't been a dentist in a long time. It's a bit boring, really. It's gone long enough now where I'm a bit too scared to go. But I've never had any fillings up to the age of 30, so not too bad, is it?
No, it's good. It's good. I go to the dentist every year, and the hygienist twice a year.
Twice a year, really?
Yeah, who does teeth, keeps your gums sorted and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm going to start going now because we've got to start taking the kids soon.
Yeah.
So I'll just tag along with them. But that first one's going to be a bit nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
Maybe I should start. I'm going to have to start flossing with an air flosser.
That's it, yeah.
Does it squirt water or air?
Yeah. Well, it's water, but it's kind of pressured water in a very fine jet. And you can put mouthwash in it if you want. So you can just
really
squirt
freshen
water
up.
Out of it, yeah.
I imagine it's quite satisfying, that, actually.
Yeah. But when you have your teeth done with the hygienist and you come out and you can feel all the gaps in between these teeth, feel like they're enormous.
Yeah.
Suddenly, as everything's been cleaned out. But the air flossers are supposed to give you a similar effect. So I'll report back on that.
Let me know about that air flosser.
Yeah. Yeah, and maybe you should consider buying yourself a present.
Maybe I will. Well, we've recorded this a week before Grimbo, so we've got time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to think about that. I deserve it.
Yeah, you do.
I've been good this year.
Yeah. And I love me. I deserve a present. I can receive a gift from myself.
All right, cool. You got anything else you'd like to mention?
No, I'm okay. I'm good. Other than have a happy day, guys. You know, enjoy it.
Yeah.
Enjoy being with the people that you're with. And even if you're with people that you don't want to be with, try and see the best of them. Try and enjoy it as much as you can.
Yeah, indeed. It's plenty to look forward to. And Christmas means many different things, doesn't it? I mean, whether you're spiritual or not, really, you can take it all on board. And I think most people do. In fact, I was chatting to my grandpa last week, and he spent a lot of time in the Middle East, Kuwait, when he was working back in the 50s and 60s.
Yep.
And I don't know how we got onto it, but he was saying how even over there, I imagine it was, you know, mainly Islamic.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas was really big over there, and all the shops would go for it because they saw it as a good excuse for a bit of a knees up and a bit of celebration of life.
Yeah,
I think whatever your views are on religion, whatever.
But it always was the solstice. It was the pagan festival of the end of the dark and the beginning of the light.
Yeah, it's no coincidence that it's around that. December 22nd is the
solstice, the 21st.
But there's 3 days, aren't there, when it's the sun's kind of locked down in that lowest point, and then it starts
to come up again. Yeah,
and there's the sun, son of God. Who knows?
Amazing.
Yeah, I did actually watch another documentary about that, about how and the three wise men are three of the. There's a certain three stars and constellations that are pointed towards the North Star, and that's where they come from. I need to look up more of that stuff.
It's
pretty fascinating.
Interesting.
Yeah. You got a resource?
Well, what I've put down here is the blog, and it's on Oprah's site, and it's a blog written by Martha Beck, and it's about why is it harder to receive than to give, which I think is great. Because the issue about learning to receive is so important because it involves self-esteem, self-value, self-confidence.
Okay.
Yeah.
Marvellous. I'll have a read of that.
What's yours?
Mine is, I'm just going to link to the African Kids Go Nuts, video, because it's just properly uplifting. Like, you've got
to
see it.
And maybe that will make people want to give shoeboxes.
Yeah.
Yeah, next Christmas, yeah.
Indeed. Yeah, get it done.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, the following week, next week, we're going to talk about willpower.
Yeah. And it's because it's the new year, isn't it?
Yeah, so New Year's resolution time, and it's, we're going to try and boost everyone's chances of not giving up on stuff, which...
Well, I've got a big challenge coming up, because I've got to get back into doing some physical. Having damaged my Achilles last Christmas, and then having this year and all the problems of this year, I've just slipped out of it, and I really need to get back to being fit. So I've got to get that willpower stuff locked down.
Yeah.
So I start getting my body back, my bikini body for the summer.
Cool. And you won't quit. I know you won't quit, Sean. especially with the tips that we're going to be dishing out next week.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, everyone. Happy Christmas.
Yeah.
And happy Have a good year. One. Yeah. What date will the 24th... It won't be quite New Year when the next one comes
out. It's New Year's Eve.
Yeah. Oh, perfect. All right.
Absolutely perfect.
Cool. We won't say Happy New Year just yet.
No.
But yeah, have a great kind of... restful time. Hopefully you get some time off.
Yeah, enjoy yourself.
Take it easy.
And bye.
Cheers. See ya.